I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, call the order. Public comment. Does anyone want to comment on this particular agenda? No? Okay, we'll just continue on. Do I get a motion for approval of the August 11th?
I'd like to make a motion to approve August 11th minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd also like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
For October 13th?
For October 13th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's see, do we have anyone for the fire department here?
No.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Myself, we're just going out.
Yep. Okay, can we receive a report from Metro?
Good evening, everybody. Ed Serrano filling in for Sergeant Jeff Dean. I could never do good of a job as Sergeant does. Don't tell him I said that, because I'll never do. But we have nothing significant to report as far as any major events or any type of major crimes that's coming on. But if you have any questions, I will do my best to answer them for you. If not, I'll get those questions to Sergeant Dean, and we'll get back to you. And if no questions, I just want to personally say thank you for your continued support as we go through these challenging times in our country, so with the police. So thank you very much.
Well, the board
does. I've seen some comments on Facebook about some vandalism here at the park. Have y'all had any calls?
We haven't. I work Sunday through Thursday, and on those days and any other days that I don't work, we communicate with each other. We haven't had any reports of that going on. We are making an active effort to come down during our shift, especially not during the daytime, because nothing's really happening during the daytime, but it's at nighttime when the mischievous person would like to address their issues. We like to do that during those times. But what type of vandalism are you
doing? I just noticed it on my Facebook today. They said there was kids on ATVs in the grass. They were burning toilet paper in the bathroom.
Yeah, lighting fires in the bathroom.
I was down with my grandsons, must have been 2 weeks ago, and I noticed some kids on ATVs drifting. My grandkids call it drifting. Okay. Out there in the back, doing donuts.
Are they doing this during the weekends, or is it during just nighttime?
It was later in the evening, like maybe on a Thursday or something like that. So it wasn't dark. Okay. It wasn't dark 30. It was later in the afternoon.
Well, we'll continue to make our efforts to come down.
Yeah.
And make our presence known.
Yeah.
And if we can address it as far as when they're here, we will definitely address it.
I just wondered if you got many calls.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
No, we just wanted to say the board appreciates Metro.
Well, we thank you again for your continued support.
Okay, does anyone want to take the Sandy Valley, give a report on Sandy Valley schools? We're usually status quo, still doing distant learning.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment on that. That's the worst thing ever. The worst thing ever. For anybody that's got kids in school, or grandkids, the worst thing ever.
I agree.
Yeah, you won't get no argument from me.
And I tell you, teachers that are not willing to go to school and teach the kids, they need to go find a new job.
Unfortunately, they are now working twice as hard as they ever did.
They are working hard.
And we don't have the, I'm actually one of the teachers up at the school, and we don't have the option just to go up and work. So we're putting in a lot of effort, and we're doing everything that we can with the situation. It's rough, and we acknowledge.
Well, I was watching my 5-year-old on a green screen the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was trying to ask the teacher and tell her that we were watching a green screen, and she just kept saying, "Don't interrupt, don't interrupt."
No, I know it's, I know it's.
It's like, what are we supposed to be doing? We're watching a green screen.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I mean, I'm talking out of context here because I really don't know, you know, I don't have kids in school right now, but I do know that when you have a person that is under the authority of somebody else, and they can't do what they want to with the kids that they're teaching,
yeah,
it's really hard on them because
yeah,
they're trying to do what they are supposed to do rather than what they really want to do. So it's better, I think, to go through the avenue of maybe contacting the school and then try to contact the teacher privately to discuss the matters rather than, you know, anything else. I think that's the best option. You know, that seems to me,
yeah,
like I've always taken things to the person to try to, like, rectify the situation.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's better because it will shed light on what they're having to go through.
We've contacted the teachers,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I mean, of course, you probably already know because I don't, you probably talked to Mr. Hadami a few times maybe. I don't know if you have or not.
Yeah.
So you kind of know he, I mean, him himself really wants to open up his school.
Right.
He wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys all know a lot of the background, but I think it was the teachers union that protected them from not having to go if they're not comfortable. So
right,
that, I, if I'm right, Brian, the union kind of, or the teachers with the union. And I think that's what the district is going for. And so
but
when they
know that these teachers out here, that the rural communities, you've got schools in rural communities.
Correct. So the district did offer a plan for the rural communities.
Right.
The only problem that we have is, like he was saying last time, I don't know if you were here, he did make the report, is that if we don't have a certain percentage of teachers that want to come back,
mm-hmm,
like he's even tried it where, because we get surveys constantly, and he'll ask, you know, will you come back? And so pretty much most of your staff is on board, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few teachers. The only way he can bring it back is if, say, pre-K through second. So he could bring it back elementary,
mm-hmm,
middle school, high school. I mean, he could do it all different ways if all are on board.
Right.
And the problem is if even one or two are not on board,
right,
is the long-term sub is getting somebody to come out here.
Right.
So
mm-hmm,
that's the biggest issue, too,
right,
is that we don't have that opportunity to have, like in town.
Well, tell the ones that live in town that don't want to come
right
back out here and teach.
I wish we could.
Just stay in town.
Yeah.
Believe me, I have a 12-year-old that's not doing too well, so I totally hear you.
I got an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. My 17-year-olds are doing fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got a 3rd grader, a 2nd grader, and
but every week, and probably every other week, he's trying to work out something.
Yeah.
He thought maybe pre-K through third, but then he found out he had to do the whole elementary, so.
Crazy. It's crazy.
So
the school district is getting a lot of pressure right now, and it won't be very much longer. Well, they're not going to have much choice but to tell everybody, you're going back to school or not, ever again.
Right. So.
Okay, let's move on.
Can I add one thing, just so everybody is aware? I know as far as athletics go, we are establishing an athletic schedule starting in January. Now, that is contingent that we're back in school at least part-time. They are going to run the winter sports first, so we'll have about a 6-week competitive period of basketball, so it'll be a condensed schedule. Following that, they'll have a 6-week competitive schedule for volleyball and football, and then baseball, softball following that. So we are in the process of setting up those schedules. Winter schedule is pretty much set. It is contingent on us going back, but we are making some plans on the athletic side as well, kind of anticipating us being back in school by January.
Okay. All right. I didn't see anybody there for Parks and Recs, right?
No.
Nope. Do we have anybody here?
Hold on. Sorry. Your next thing, your next item.
Okay. Valley Electric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll go ahead and you can look at it. Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Sandy Valley Road, I told you 2 months ago that we finally got the clearance from BLM to be able to work on the road, make improvements. Commissioner Jones and I met with Public Works a couple weeks ago, and now they're going into the design phase, the decision-making phase of what to do with it. There's a lot of different things to take into account because it's so substandard to begin with. So there's a lot of decision-making that has to be done. I'm going to do some samples because some of it, you guys know, is only like this thing. You know, there's not a lot to work with. So they're also concerned about the time it's going to have to be closed. And I know everybody's going to complain about it, but it has to happen. You know, I mean, you can't work on a road without closing it sometimes. So traffic control is a big concern. So as we get a little further in the plan, I will report back and tell you what's going on with it. Where are we? Election. I've been getting lots of questions about the election. The election is November 3rd. It is at the school. I'm the team leader there, so if you have questions after this, or if you know anybody has questions, send them to me. I put together a great team of people from out here, so I think it's going to be a great day. This year you have many options to vote, more than ever. You can come on the day of the election and vote, just like you always have. You can send in your mail ballot ahead of time. You can take your mail ballot to an early voting site and drop it off. You can vote early. Or you can bring the mail ballot and give it to us, submit it at the election department. So, I mean, at the polling place. So there's every option available to you to vote. And I think that was it. Another question came up today was about showing your ID. And just a quick clarification, because the person I talked to today said, I didn't know that. So I know there's a lot of talk about you don't have to show your ID to vote. But when you registered, which most of us, like for me, it was a very long time ago, you have to show your ID to register, and you sign your ballot, you sign your application. So when you come to us at the election, we check your signature against your previous signature. So it's not 100% accurate saying that you don't have to show your ID to vote, because we're verifying that you're the same person as when you signed up in the first place. So that's just a little something that came up today.
What time does it open? Seven?
Seven? It's open 7 to 7.
7 to 7.
It is a long day. And this year, for the first time, you can vote anywhere. Always before, it's been you have to vote in your precinct, and they've changed that. You can vote anywhere. So there is no excuse to not vote this year. I mean, we have made it so accessible for anybody to vote. Okay, Family Dollar, they are still working on their off-site stuff. They just did their most recent submittal on the 6th, so they're still working through that process. I don't know why it's taking so long. I think partly because there are a lot of drainage issues with that site. You guys know from the school and down that area, that way there's quite a bit of drainage stuff that they have to deal with. And I think that's it. Oh, I got a lot of questions about the hemp operation that was over by the cafe.
They bought a piece of property in California and moved over to the California side. So any questions for me? Okay.
All right.
Almost right across the street from here.
Okay, you want to take the Valley Electric?
Yes. Okay. The community center in Pahrump was voted down by the board. The Nye County staff presented a proposal that we believe was not sustainable, and VEA was the only agency funding the building and at $5 million. The committees are still meeting on a monthly basis, and if anyone would like to join, we have openings on our member liaison and charitable committee. VEA donated $1,500 to the community church to purchase food to be distributed to members in need. VEA has reduced expenses and starting to see improvement in our financial situation. Members for Change were looking to combine Fish Lake, Beatty, and Armagosa to one district and are threatening to get a petition for the same. They want to add an additional district to Pahrump, and this was their recommendation. This is not even an option, as they need to keep their districts separate. The members in these three districts have stated that, I'm so sorry, I should have read this first, stated they are the original members of our co-op. They currently contribute $2 to $3 million annually to our co-op. The board will not entertain this and will be putting on the ballot for the annual meeting to just add a seventh district for Pahrump, as District 1 is over 11,000 members, which is twice the members of District 6. Our next VEA board meeting is on the 28th. It will be a Zoom meeting. If you have any questions, please email dantonio@vea.coop. And that was it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It was my four-year-old's birthday today. I didn't go home and do anything except for celebrate.
Okay, very good. Let's go to planning and zoning. We have AR-20-400-104, UC-180-0367-Smith, Michael W., use permit first application for review.
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
I just want to say that this is the two-year mark, and I would like to try to get my permit to where I don't have to keep coming back year after year to have a review. I've done everything I can to make sure that everything is good with my neighbors, with the county, with the permit process, with all of my certificates through the county, with my neighbor Judy, she stands for me. Bonnie Wade, you have any? You stand for me?
Any issues? No.
See? You stand for me? I stand for you, right?
Yeah, get it down the street. You're
thumbs up? Okay, so morning. You're also a neighbor, but you're across the road, so I'm not asking for a lot. I just don't want to keep coming back all the time, because it's just something, you know, that it's time consuming and it shouldn't be necessary. So I just ask for your guys' blessing, and hope that this will be okay.
So you're asking to forego review every 2 years?
I'm asking to not have to come back every 2 years, to just make this a permit situation to where I don't have to come back every 2 years or every year or every 5 years or whatever.
The language that planning uses is to make the use permanent or to remove the time limit.
Correct.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
I have personally been over there several
dozen times, making sure that she's been in compliance. She's been very much in compliance. You can walk around the yard, you don't even realize their dogs are there. I recommend that we remove the restrictions and make it permanent.
All in favor of doing that?
Did you make a motion? I'm sorry.
I made a motion.
Okay.
Yes. To make it permanent.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. She's a great neighbor.
Okay.
You can't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. But she does. She comes running even when it's not on her property.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
No problem.
Okay, you got general business. Take the public input for review. Request for the upcoming budget cycle,
yes,
or possible.
That's me. Everything else, the rest of it is me. So, this is the time of year that we talk about budget requests and what our wish list is for the community. Last year, the list that we came up with was to reroute Sandy Valley Road through KMI. They still haven't finished their cleanup there, so we can't do that one. Lights for the baseball field, skate park, tot lot playground, recreation center or youth center, sand volleyball courts, tennis courts, shooting sports area, a small animal control facility or shelter, bigger fire station with a kitchen, and a bike or walking, a paved bike or walking path along courts. So the bike walking path along courts is something that was discussed that before COVID was, we were gonna go ahead and do it. When the commissioner and I met with the director of public works, we forgot to ask him about it, so I need to circle back on that. I hope it's still something that can be done. I will keep pushing for it. So those are the things that we sent forth last year. So we can keep all those things, we can take some of them off, and we can add new things. So if there's anything, in case you haven't been involved in this process before, this is a wish list that if suddenly Parks and Rec or Public Works had a pot of money, what would you like to see? We can hope. We did get a $3 million project here, so it can happen. So if that were to happen, what would you like to see in the community? What do you think is missing here? I will tell you, a community pool is a non-starter. The county is getting out of the business of pools. It is no good for anybody. Let me tell you, Indian Springs is a constant nightmare. So a pool just isn't gonna happen.
Recreation center for the kids.
Right, that's on the list already.
Yep, a rec center, something for the kids. Keep them off the streets and from doing donuts in the road.
Yep. Anybody else?
It'll be another group.
You know, I don't know if we want to make a change. Not many kids are playing tennis.
I agree.
However, if we wanted to make a change to pickleball courts,
okay,
it's a sport that they are teaching the kids up at the school when they're actually there. But something like that, I think, would be a little bit more accessible. Mm-hmm. And we
it's
could
the
actually,
fastest growing recreational, yeah, sport in the country.
It is. And like I said, I know I've got a daughter that's extremely interested in it, but we don't have a place really to play.
And that is like the hot thing that's happening right now. Several parks in town are transferring tennis courts into pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So I can
riding trails?
Hmm?
Horse riding trails? Because they were supposed to do that already.
Well, this list, the horse riding trails, that was part of some master plan that was done like 20 years ago, and it was never anything official. I think it was like a dreaming kind of wish thing.
Isn't that what we're doing
so
now?
Well, yeah. Right. But I'm saying, you're saying they were supposed to have been done before. This is a new list. It is not on this particular list.
Oh, okay.
So, I would say, as a horse person, when I see the horse trails in town, I have no desire to ride on those trails because they are so confined and fenced off. So I would not be in favor of that, but
okay.
I am a resident, but I'm just saying that.
I'll take your word for it.
My only problem with horse trails is that they are an invitation to motorcycles and quads, and that makes them dangerous.
That's not a good trail.
Yeah, that might not be good.
Okay, So.
Okay, no. I wouldn't mind having a trail back, pull an ATV in, and maybe even have a committee out here for that.
Right now, we don't have designated trails. That's something that is in my list of big projects that I'm working on, is to get that. So we can't do that yet because we don't have the trails designated.
And keep in mind that those kind of trails are designed specifically to be entertainment for the people who live in Las Vegas, not us.
Well, that's not accurate.
That is
100% not accurate.
We know where our trails are here.
No, the discussion has been so that people could legally drive their off-road vehicles, which most of us have.
Oh, I thought you were talking about different trails out and around for recreational
use. Right. It could be those too, but the project I'm working on is how trails within town, and it probably would include out of town, but not everybody knows where every trail is. I don't. I don't know where the trails are up here, so. But yeah, that's in the works, and that doesn't need to be something on here. I mean, I'll take money if they want to give it to me to do it, but I'm getting paid to do it anyway. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that do you want to put everything through from last year? Sand volleyball courts, I don't know that those would get used, but it's up to you guys to think about that.
I think if they had a hearing,
So I can put forward things from last year, changing tennis courts to pickleball courts, if there's a motion for that. Okay, so the list is... So the list is lights for the baseball field, skate park, tot lock playground, recreation center, youth center, sand volleyball courts, pickleball courts, shooting sports area, a small animal control facility, a bigger fire station with kitchen, and the walking path along this.
Yep.
Okay, so I need a motion.
Oh, you have the first one from the KMI, the one from KMI still on there?
Yeah,
I think we should readdress that once KMI's done. There's nothing the county, literally, we cannot...
I know they can't do anything about it. I just don't want them to forget. That should be...
Oh, no. I can keep it on there.
Especially in the fact that it's cost a couple of lives.
Okay, I'll keep it on there. And so I'm putting the Sandy Valley Road straight through KMI instead of her.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
I move that we send the list as it was last year.
With the change.
With the difference of the
pickleball. You change.
Pickleball, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Pickleball.
Did we get a vote?
All in favor of sending the list through again with the minor changes?
Aye.
And the next one is... CAC appointments are coming up. I can't believe it's been 2 years, but we're coming up on 2 years. So every 2 years, the whole CAC gets reappointed, or the CAC gets appointed. And if you want to remain, you have to fill out another application. Same process every time. It looks like maybe we're going to have an opening. So if anybody is interested, please share with your friends and neighbors that if you're interested. Fill out an application, get it on our website, and get it from me. I'm always here on Tuesday, so you can stop by and get an application here if you want. And
okay.
When are they in? We have to apply for this again?
Yes.
When is it due again, you said?
November 12th.
So do you have applications for tonight?
I don't, but I can print you one real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so we move on then?
Yeah.
Okay, comments by the general public. Period devoted for comments by the general public in matters relevant to the board's council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken. Does anyone have any comments?
I just wanted to let you know that the Santa Sandy Valley Toy Box is still working on plans for this year. We are anticipating more need due to parents out of work. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for your support. We are doing a few things different. We haven't got everything in check, but our applications will be going through a email process. If anybody's interested, they can go let Kay know or let us know via email. We do have a new email now. It is santasandyvalleytoybox@gmail.com. And you can email us and then we'll get you the application. Unfortunately, we are going to have to put some limits to our applications this year because of our limitations of support, not being able to have fundraisers or anything. So we're not sure we're going to put up an angel tree. We're hoping for people to volunteer to take on families, and or like if you want one child, two child, and we are limiting 13 and under instead of all the way to 18, which we always did before. And also we have a Facebook page, it's Santa's Toy Box on Facebook too. So I'm going to start throwing stuff out there, you know, if everybody can kind of keep an eye and help us out, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Anybody else want to make a comment?
I've got one thing. So in this case, I'm representing the Sandy Valley branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We have partnered with the Secretary of State's Office for the State of Nevada to assist people in being able to register to vote. We're using the website registertovotenv.gov, which is the Secretary of State's election website. We're offering our building on Wednesday and Sunday nights from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and to come in and use a computer that we have there and the internet to register to vote or change your voter registration. We're not doing it for you. We're just there to kind of help assist and provide that. You do have to have a Nevada ID. I have had one couple that came in, and because their address registered as a business, they weren't able to register online, but we were able to have them fill out an application, and I was able to print it there for them to be able to mail in. So we're just there to kind of help assist people registering to vote. There's no politics or religion involved, just kind of helping people register. And that's going to go on. Our last date will be on a Sunday. It'll be October 25th is the last day that will be offered.
Did you say Wednesday through Sunday?
Wednesday and Sunday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And I'm usually the one that's down there, so.
Okay.
And so let other people know. We haven't had many people come in so far, and I've been posting on Facebook a little bit, so hopefully we can get some more people that aren't registered. And
super service. Really great. Mm-hmm.
Any more comments? Okay, no more comments? Okay, our next meeting date is November 10th, 2020. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Aye.
Okay. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Got to fill out the application first.
Yeah. Says the person with one eye.
I know. So are you going into the
school? Yeah, I will.
But you're going in.
Yeah, okay.
So this is just showing where, so this is her property.
Okay.
And it shows.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, okay.